Dave Letellier is a long-time friend of our station, and we've got great respect for what he's been achieving in community. He's got a really interesting background, Mr. Letellier. You know, he's a good footballer too, Dave. I notice he got injured at training when he was a young guy, but ended up running with the North Sydney Bears. Boxing, of course, where he's known as the Brown Butterbean. But he's had a checkered life too. It hasn't all been roses, if you know what I mean. He now is known for his motivational mahi, helping people get fitter, taking a more proactive stance on health within their own lives and those around them. So he's also got his own Wikipedia page, thank you, and also he's got a new program which is out today, Heavyweight with Dave Letellier. And he's got some heavyweight thinking and ambition too, even though he's dropped a lot of Ks over the years. Tēnā koe, Dave, it's good to have you on the show again. Ngā mihi.
Morena, bro.
So you're a star of stage and screen. Good stuff. Tell us about this documentary. What were you hoping when you agreed to be in it or have your life featured in it? What were you hoping it would achieve, Dave?
Well, really, it's about hope. You know, it's my story entwined with you know, all the different people that we're interviewing. You know, I was tired of people, you know, journalists telling our stories, you know, and coming in and you know, not being from there and then telling the story, then leaving, you know, but the problem's still there. You know, we needed a show about solutions as well as the problem. And this is how you can, it's possible to overcome, and this is how, you know. So everything we do is about showing people it's possible and giving people hope and tools to help themselves.
Yeah, and I've spoken before. I mean, you've been to some pretty dark places in your life, and your own corridor is quite inspirational to others because there are plenty out there who also have been tormented by the black dog and the like. So when you look back on what you've been through, how satisfying is it to you personally that with support and focus, you've been able to lift yourself literally out of the doldrums and start being quite a proactive and successful motivator within our communities, particularly Māori and Pacifica, Dave?
It feels amazing, though, to look back on it. And it showed, like you said, you know, with the right support and with a hand up, you know, and if you take it with both hands and work your ass off, you can do it. It's possible. It's achievable. And everyone that's featured in the show has shown that, you know, and it's, you know, and also I wanted to, you know, dispel that rumor, that myth about people always say to me, especially politicians from the right, Dave, this is their choice. It's their personal choice, these lazy brown people. I wanted to show that, you know, there's no choice in the matter where you're born into. And, you know, to break the cycles, we have to have these tough conversations, you know, and so I'm hoping it can at least change the way that people perceive that. And, you know, that's one of my other hopes.
Well, you're the interviewee and the interviewer at times. I see you've got guests on the show. Just as an example, Ihoma, he's talking to Zach Guildford, and we know that Zach's had some challenges along the way. We haven't been dismissive of them. We haven't tossed them onto the rubbish heap. Far from it. We still maintain a sense of tautoko to our people who are human and falter. Then you're talking with Andrew Costa, for interest. Adolescent psychiatrist Hinea Moa Elder, Lara Tongalia. And so, you know, this is an example of you being both the interviewer and interviewee at times. How did you enjoy being the interviewer, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, it was good, but funny because everyone, you know, my production team, they print out a script and have all these questions for me to ask. I don't bother looking at that. I just sit down and I have a conversation and ask questions that, you know, I want to know. And especially from Costa, you know, I said to Costa, you know, the first memory of the police was when you guys raided my house at 3 years old and took all my Christmas presents away. You know, so, you know, how can we minimize the trauma on children? Because it's not our fault. Zach Guildford said to me it was the most authentic interview he's ever given. And I believe it's because it's just two people sitting down having a talk, you know, having a kōrero, you know. And a lot more comes out when, you know, there's no ulterior motive from me, you know.
So we've got this this documentary. you harboured some political goals, ambitions at one stage, and then decided to just temper that a little. You're 43 or something now, Dave, and so there is room to move politically. But at the moment, while you're working on many different fronts, including trying to motivate physical fitness, you've been very prominent in the social service delivery and support scene with the establishment of the Butterbean Food Bank sort of focus. So there's a lot of work to be done. And sadly, in that space too, you need sort of political support at times to make it happen. And I know you're pretty outspoken. You don't pull your punches. Do you think that at times you have been forced to maybe reconsider some of your outspoken public criticism of people or processes so that you can benefit our community more? Do you feel constrained in any way politically, or is it all guns blazing?
Yeah, look, you know, I can't change the way I am. Bro, someone's got to say it. And I do believe, you know, it probably does cost our organisation, you know, in terms of funding. But I think, you know, we're right on the cusp of some good support from Ministry of Health. We have good relations with MSD. You know, but I'll never pull punches. And it's why I could never go and be a part of a major, you know, a national or a Labour. You know, it'd have to be for a party like Te Pāti Māori, where I can still be the activist. So in my opinion, bro, politicians should be activists. You know, that's what they're there for, to be activists for the people. You know, some of these ones in the major parties have forgotten that. You know, and yeah, you know, I'll tell you what I'm scared of, bro. I'm scared of ACT getting in with National. That's what I'm very worried about. Because if we think that things are bad now, I can't imagine how bad they'll be with ACT having some power, you know. So we've got to get up and we've got to vote, you know. We've got to mobilise our people, and that's one of the things that I'm hoping to use the profile that we get from the show and the extra voice that we get to really mobilise our people to get up there and vote, because we have to. There's not much equity in this world, bro, as we know, but one thing that is equitable is our vote is the same as anyone else's.
Yeah, tēnā koe. I respect what you're saying too, but, you know, as a broadcaster, we've seen political cycles come and go. We've seen parliamentarians, and whether it's the left or the right, effectively forced to work with whomever has the reins of power. You and I can go on with our one vote, and we hope everyone else does too. But ultimately, it will be the people who decide who gets the reins of power. And in a strange paradox, you know, you and I and others are forced to work with whomever. So it doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense to decry political attitudes, although you might harbour concerns, because, you know, we're going to be forced to work with whomever. And while I take your point there, mate, about a huge swing to the right or even far right, I guess in a way we've just got to factor that into our planning. Difficult though it would be for you and us and others at this potential political change. Hoi anō, we encourage our people
one,
as you
one
do
thing
to vote.
You've got
to
do.
Yeah, you go for it. Yeah, call it all, mate.
I think one thing that we do, bro, is what I sort of recommend to all the other community groups. It's ensuring that your relationships with the bureaucrats are good, you know, because they don't change. They're the same, you know. So you've got to. So that's what we really focus on. We have some really good relationships with people within MSD, with people within Ministry of Health, which is only now starting to come to fruition, and teaming up with other larger organisations so that we seem less of a risk, because I can be seen as a risk. That, you know, that noisy muddy fella is going to keep calling people out, but if we align with other large organisations, it seems less risky, you know, for the government, whoever the government is.
Whoever the government is, eh, mate? Yeah, that's the gist of it too. Our day's program, guys, is on at 8:30 on Thursday. It's coming out across TVNZ 2 and TVNZ Plus. It's called Heavyweight with Dave Letelier. It's a one-hour doco, but do you think it came together in the way you hoped for, Dave? And might it suggest there's some more room to move? Other programs that you might host, or interview programs going forward?
yeah, this is a series, bro, and this is the first of that series. There are so many issues that we know that we see every day affecting our communities, and this is giving it a voice and from a community perspective. You know, and some, it's some, you know, one of the things we're talking about is going to, you know, community housing, emergency housing. I went out and helped the whānau last week in a box that I would not let my dog sleep in, and the lodge owner is getting paid $2,500 a week, and his 14-year-old son fell through the floor. You know, so all these types of issues that, you know, they need to become to the forefront in mainstream media, talked about it from our perspective.
I'm looking forward to the program, Dave, and the series, and singing you sing and dance. We know you can do the latter. Haven't heard you sing of late, but I guess you play the guitar too. Do you know B minor seventh and E minor, Dave Latelli?
No, I normally bring one of the bros that can play the guitar with me.
Do you play any musical instrument, Dave?
No. I don't know. Some people might say I can sing.
Go on. Hey, good on you, Dave. Keep up the good work, mate. Looking forward to the program, and all the best with the mahi going forward, man.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Dave.
See you, bye.
Dave Latelli, long-time friend of Wātea, and when he was doing good stuff in the community, noted by our people here, the Manukau Urban Māori Authority, Waipareira, I say, hey, he's able to connect the dots with some of our community that we can't. And having been a huge man at one stage of his life, bear in mind, he lost 50 kgs